Well, it's time to start thinking about the next holiday, and that one comes with a tree. I'm Mike Davis on the Southern Farm Network. Joining me now, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And I hope, Commissioner, you had a great Thanksgiving. But just as soon as we're done with one, bam, it's time to start thinking about Christmas and where are we going to get that real live Christmas tree. And they've got plenty of choices here in South Carolina.
Well, that is what we want to talk about, the fact that you can get a variety of choices right here in South Carolina from some of our growers. I pass all of these cars on the interstate with trees strapped to the top, and I said, oh, I hope they haven't come from somewhere far off. But hopefully folks can find a Christmas tree grower. We've got a website that you can do that. And it's a fun family outing just to get out there, pick a tree, cut it down, or get the folks to cut it down for you, and take it back home and just enjoy that real tree smell and just all that that brings. I think a lot of folks, maybe through the pandemic and afterwards, wanting to get things back a little more simplified, look at a real tree is just a good alternative, good choice to make Christmas even more special.
Once people have started getting Christmas trees, or the real Christmas trees, I think they're kind of hooked after that. Don't you think so?
I agree. The smells that it brings into the house and just the freshness of it, tending to it, got to water it a little bit. So all those things just make Christmas a little more special. And you're right. I think there's a survey done that said 3/4 of the people who had an artificial tree who went back to buying a new one last year after the pandemic said they wish they had done it sooner. So I'll go out. I'll put a tree in the patio, and I go out on the farm and just find a good old pine that I can shape up a little bit, and that's just one of my fun things to do, Blanche, and I'll sit out there and decorate the tree, and hopefully with temperatures like we're going to have, it'll be cold enough to build a fire and enjoy a good fresh Christmas tree.
Absolutely. What are some of the types, the varieties grown in South Carolina, Commissioner?
It's more than I realized, but you have the Virginia pine and the white pine, the Leland cypress. I think we're all familiar with those. A Murray cypress, which I'm not that familiar with, but Carolina sapphire, and then a Clemson green spire. I'm surprised it's not orange, but anyway, a Clemson green spire, the red cedar, and blue ice. Not familiar. I think I know what one looks like when I see it, but just some varieties that I'm not as familiar with, but that's the point. We've got a lot that you can pick out from right here in South Carolina.
Sounds great, and all of them beautiful, and they'll look great in your living room come Christmas Day. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.